Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me and helping me celebrate Small Business Week. That's what we're doing right now. I'm continuing to broadcast live from Washington, D.C., from our nation's capital, celebrating Small Business Week. This is National Small Business Week, according to the SBA, and they're the ones who get to decide that. And you and I are just right along for the ride, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen? But any time that we get the government to slow down for just a minute to recognize the contribution that small business owners are making is okay by me. Even though you and I celebrate small businesses every day, and you and I know what's really good in America, don't we? And somebody else who knows what's really good in America is our good friend Zoltan Ox, ladies and gentlemen. Zoltan is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's professor the university professor and director of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Public Policy at George Mason University. Now, Zoltan and I have known each other for a long time. He's one of the world's leading experts on entrepreneurship. And even though he's at George Mason University in D.C. most of the time, he's actually joining us from London right now. Zoltan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's great to be back on the show again.
It's good to have you back. How are things over there across the pond? How are things in London?
Well, things are great here. I'm enjoying the theater, going out to dinner, entertaining my family. So I'm just having a ball over here.
Well, you know, how's the economy doing in that part of the world these days?
Well, you know, I'm living in a place called South Kens, and I'm right across from the Lamborghini dealer. Now, I don't know if that's a small business, but I keep seeing these driving all over the street.
So maybe the economy is not too bad in England. As I remember, you're born in Germany, so you got quite a bit of European perspectives. What is your perspective of the difference between the economies of Europe and the United States right now? Is Europe lagging the United States in terms of the recovery?
Well, you know, the question is, are we in the recovery or are we still at the bottom? And I think there's not a whole lot of difference on this side of the pond or that side. You know, things are still down, small business is still hurting, big business is hurting, and everybody's trying to be optimistic that things are going to get a lot better soon.
Well, I'll tell you, Zoltan, I'm seeing a glimmer, and I've been reporting on this for a couple of 3 weeks now. I'm actually seeing a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't look like another headlight coming at us. I am seeing some optimism. I'm meeting a lot of people here in our nation's capital during Small Business Week, and I'm feeling a little bit of positive energy here. There's not as much fear. What do you think about that?
I think you're exactly right. I get that sense over here too, that people think that the worst may be over, and if we look in the tunnel, you're right, we don't see headlights coming at us. Now, you know, when I look at CNN every night, they always, you know, they don't show commercials over here on these channels I watch. So while they're showing commercials and I'm watching Jay Leno, they're showing me the stock indexes from all around the world, and everyone is now going up. And, you know, right. You and I know that the stock market is a leading economic indicator. So, you know, the indicators and the things we're seeing, talking to people, it looks like things are turning around.
Yeah. Now, so talk to us about – go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, talk to us about your perspectives on how small business owners are doing these days.
Well, you know, my view on this always has been, and I've studied this for a long time, that whenever we get into the economy doing really well, small business starts hurting earlier than everybody else because business, big business, hires all the labor, they get all the capital, and small business has a hard time finding help, you know, when the thing is really booming.
Right.
Now,
right.
When everything goes to hell, what happens is that the big firms that took all the resources to open 18 more stores, they all wake up and say, gee, we don't need any of this stuff.
Hold on to that thought, Zoltan. I got to take a quick break. Right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. during Small Business Week. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. There are a lot of good things there that will help you with your small business, including how to start it, how to grow it, how to get rid of it if you got to get rid of it. If you're having problems, if you're having challenges, cash flow, capital, getting a loan, creditors, we got something. We've got an article, we've got an interview, we've got something there that will help you with that we've conducted with our experts or have been written by me or my Brain Trust members, the experts that we work with all the time, like our good friend Zoltan Ach, who's with us right now. And I hope you'll hopefully check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, and check out my blog, check out my knowledge base. And if you want to, which by the way, you can ask questions at the knowledge base. And then, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Zoltan Ach, ladies and gentlemen, and that's OCS is the way you spell his last name. Zoltan, don't you love that name, folks? Zoltan is professor of entrepreneurship and the director of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Public Policy at George Mason University, a wonderful organization, and I recommend them to you. I've got a lot of good friends over there. And Zoltan, that's gmu.edu, isn't it?
That is correct.
And by the way, folks, Zoltan is in London. He's joining us from London right now. If they want to get to your center, the website for your entrepreneurial center, how do they do that?
Well, they just went to George Mason University and typed in my name. That will actually go right to my center.
So it's GMU for George Mason University, gmu.edu, and then type in OCS.
ZACS.
ACS. I didn't mean to say
ACS, right.
ACS for Zoltan's name. Okay, Zoltan, we're talking about, you were giving some examples of your perspective on what's been so tough on small businesses, why the economy has been so tough on them, and I had to interrupt you to go to a break. Do you remember where you were?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so when the recession starts, then the big firms lay everything off, and the small firms, they actually usually don't have a whole lot to lay off, right, because small firms never get fat in good times. And so what we see then is that actually small firms hold up much better than large firms in a recession, and we're seeing that happening today. Now, when I look at these numbers, what small firms really get hurt by is really one thing. It's sales, sales, sales. You know, their sales go down, and they've fallen about 20% on average. And small firms just have to sort of be able to tighten their belt. They don't like to let people go because they don't have a whole lot of people to let go. But those sales are down. And what I see slightly picking up are earnings. Earnings for small firm sector have picked up slightly. And so that means their financial balance sheet is stabilizing. And I think
that also means that they've cut back as much as they can cut back.
That's right.
And in order to save themselves, literally.
Yeah.
And now that sales may be picking up a little bit, they've got increased sales on lower expenses,
and that
drives the earnings, doesn't it?
And that drives the whole thing. And that's a good sign. So that's one of those green shoots that everybody is talking about.
Yeah. The other thing that you were talking about sales, so many Blasingame's second law of small business says it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Everybody that I know, I'm trying to remember if I've ever met a small business that wasn't undercapitalized. That's not to say that you're not successful.
Right.
It's just that the point I make is there's always somewhere to put the money.
Definitely.
And so. A lot of our capital, a lot of our working capital comes from cash flow,
yeah,
from sales. So when sales drops off, we lose our working capital, a lot of it, don't we?
Yeah. Now, let me give you a number that will help you, and I think your listeners may be able to catch on to this. We just did a survey recently asking how many business owners were in distress. And usually, at any given time in the economy, 10% of business owners disappear every year. You know, they get tired of doing it. They don't like it. Competition comes in. Well, that number now is 25%. So 15% is the difference between the normal number and what we have today. So it's more than 100% larger.
So here's a dramatic, a sad note, but for those who are still around, actually, the good news: if you're not one of those that didn't make it, you got less competition.
That's exactly right.
You're still in business.
And you know, the ones that have been around longer have survived better, which is interesting. The ones that were newer have found it more difficult to survive. But I think if you made it up to now and things pick up, you should have less competition. It should be easier to hire labor. Capital should be cheaper. And things may be improving for the economy as a whole and for the small business in particular.
Right. No, I think you're right. I tell you what, Zoltan, we've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Zoltan what he thinks about some of the government stimulus activity. If he thinks that's... You know, that whether he thinks that helped us, if he thinks it helped us, we needed it, but maybe we can do without it now. We need to pull the government back, or what does he think? We'll talk about that right after these messages. Zoltan Ach, ladies and gentlemen, ACS is how you spell his last name. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Zoltan Ach. ACS is how you spell his last name. You can find him at George Mason University. That's gmu.edu. And then just type in his last name, ACS, into the search, and you'll go right to his entrepreneurial center. He's the director of the Entrepreneurial and Public Policy Center there at George Mason University, professor of entrepreneurship there. Zoltan, anything else you want to tell us about? Any other direction, any other books or websites you want to give us what you're working on?
Well, I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm writing a book that should be out in a year. Now, I just wrote an article. If you want to know what my new book is about, you should go to the American Interest magazine. And I'm sure if you go Google American Interest dot. Or just American Interest, that will come up. And in the May issue, I have an article called Defining Prosperity.
Google that, folks, and you'll find the article. What's it about?
Well, it says, this is the byline. It says, our obsession with economic growth is misplaced, and our leaders' conception of the U.S. economy is antiquated. No wonder we're in such a mess. It's about the fact that our government doesn't know how the economy works.
When I, Zoltan, you're not telling anybody listening to this show anything they didn't already know. I mean, I've been saying for a long time that one of the biggest problems we got is a bunch of ninnies in Washington who don't know anything about the economy.
So here's what the story is about. I think you'll like this story. It's about entrepreneurship and philanthropy. And it basically says what makes America great and the reason we're going to come out of this even stronger than before is Americans do two things better than any other country on earth. We know how to make money, and we're generous, and we use it to make our country a better place. Right?
But Zoltan, one of the things that's happening is the government is proposing to cut back on deductions for contributions. How's that going to affect what you're talking about?
Well, that's why I said they don't know what they're doing, right? But you know what?
Exactly.
I don't think that makes a big difference. Americans have been generous, saying they landed on the Mayflower. And Americans don't really need a tax deduction to be good people. That doesn't mean they should get rid of it.
Well said.
But I think Americans believe in their country, and they're good, generous people. And they do two things. They create wealth, and they use that to make their country a better place. And we've been doing
Nobody's a better example of what you just said than small business owners. Small business owner I've ever met, one of the defining elements of their success is when they talk about giving back to the community. Zoltan, before we've only got a couple of minutes, I wanted to get your thoughts on the government stimulus packages and all the intervention of the government. Give us a two-minute tour of what you think about that.
Well, Jim, you have to basically look at the landscape, and we were in deep doo-doo. That's a fact. You know, things were a mess. Did we need to do something? You know, if I put on my economist hat, the answer is we hate to do it, but we probably had to do something. And we had to do two things. We had to do something to stabilize the banks and the credit system. Did we do the right thing? I don't know. And you know what? Only history will know. Now, the second point is, then we ended up with this, some people use the word the Great Recession, which sort of is a nice way to put it. And everybody knows we had this. You needed something to stabilize that. Did we need $1 trillion, and how should we have spent it? You know, each and every one of us would have done it differently. That's why we have, in a democracy, elected officials, we basically trust them to do it. And if they don't do a good job, we vote them out next time around. So business owners, big business people, small business people, none of them liked the stimulus. They said, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. But it's going to help a lot of small businesses. You know, when they start paving the roads in your town, someone's going to buy lunch, someone's going to buy shovels, someone's going to need accounting services.
Right.
At my university, they said,
the thing that seems to me, though, Zoltan, and I got to wrap it up, is by the time that money gets to the communities, the communities will have already recovered, and we've already gone into all this debt for nothing, and all that's created is inflation. I want you to come back real soon and talk to us about some more about this, Zoltan. Thanks for being here today. Good job today, and
continue to enjoy your
vacation in London.
Thank you very much, Zoltan Ach,
ladies. ACS is how you spell his last name. I got to go for this hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week in Washington, D.C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.